I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. 1102 in the nation's capital. And I really, listen, anytime that you get around people that you speak the same language, you just feel good. Everybody likes to be able to communicate and know that they're being understood. Well, this next freak that we're bringing on now, he seriously is a contact freak. When you get a corner that thrives off contact and can still run with you, no matter how fast you are, he's a freak. And I love him to death because he's from the West Coast. He's a champion. He's a father. He's a brother. But the thing about Vernon Dean, most important medal, is that he's a coach. This brother teaches the game and understands it. So when we talk football, I'm always at home because he's not going to cut any slack. Even though he bleeds burgundy and gold, he's going to call it straight. So, Coach Dean, when you see guys trying to make a team, I'm talking about third-team guys, backups, and they don't have a level of intensity. How do you explain that?
First of all, thanks, Doc. Thanks for having me on your show, and thanks for the compliments. But you know, as a player, you know, especially when you are trying to make a team, and you know that you are not going to be, you know, one of 22. You're probably going to be, you know, 47.
Right, you're not a starter. 53. Right.
Yeah, you're not a starter. So you know, you got to know that you got to come out there with a certain level of intensity and just play as hard as you can because, you know, at this stage of the game, everybody is running base defense, base offense.
Right.
They just want to see you play.
Right.
They want to cut you loose. They want to cut you loose because at this point, schematics really don't matter. They just want to see if you can be that 47th guy, that 42nd guy, that 38th guy. You know, they want to see that you can make your contribution because if you realize it, you know, the bottom of the roster guys, those are the guys that are on special teams.
Right.
And believe it or not, special teams is crucial in terms of flipping the field in the NFL.
Right. Mel, you hear that? That's vital. That's why Coach Gibbs always led, always talked about teams first.
First.
Yep. Always talked about. That's what disappointed me because I know DQ speaks the same language. They get it. I was so I was listening to the big talk show host yesterday, and it was like they had to pull teeth to get people to force the run or to get people to take on blocks. And I'm thinking, what? Not the backup guys. They should be having to pull them off people. And that's why I was so such a bad vibe for me to see that pathetic effort by guys who might be cut or hopefully will be cut by Tuesday.
Well, actually, Doc, honestly, I thought the guys played hard. I really do. And I thought they gave some effort early in the game. There was some concern with me about leverage,
right?
You know, containing the football.
Right.
They let the ball bounce and get outside.
No contain. We don't set an edge. Hell, right, I had an afro the last time they set an edge.
Right. Now, unfortunately, in my mind, I thought Baltimore's defense came out with a lot more energy than our offense.
But why?
You know.
Why? Because you know why? He's been doing that for 20 years the same way.
They have a
standard.
That's true. I still believe Zach Orr is a young coordinator. You know, now obviously that Zach Orr is Terry Orr's brother, mm-hmm. who played with us.
Yep.
He's a young coordinator in his second year. So I still think he has a little bit to prove, and I think that's why he's doing more stuff. I believe we did more split safety defense, single high defense, but we never ran any pressures.
Okay.
And I think Baltimore, they ran some simulated pressures. Obviously, you see they gave the quarterback some problems.
Yep.
They gave us some problems
because we had
three turnovers, which were critical. You know, I just think going back to what you said in terms of the younger guys not giving the effort,
right.
You know, hey, man, the writing is on the wall. I'm sure a lot of them have had nightmares last night.
All right. Well, that's why we bring you and the expert. Because
yeah.
I just couldn't believe that you had to motivate guys on the bubble. That shocked me. Really?
Right.
They didn't get the message then. And I know DQ gave the message.
I know that they gave it.
I don't want people to think they didn't do it. Oh, they did it. It's like being a teacher. You got a class. You can't make people learn that don't want to learn.
Right. Well, it was a couple guys that that made some plays. McCaffrey made some plays on special teams.
Yeah,
he made some plays.
Yeah, he needed to, and he did.
Right, but he fully understands professional football.
Right.
You know, and it was a couple other guys out of the secondary, safety, that made some crucial plays.
Mm-hmm.
So there were some individual guys making plays, but if you're talking about as a whole, I thought, I needed to see a little bit more. I agree with you 100% on that.
Yeah, well, Hartman, I mean, look, when your quarterback play is that bad, it does cast a spell on everything. I get that.
Right. And then not only that, he's a guy that everybody's pulling for. Everybody's rooting for that guy.
Yeah.
And to see that happen, you know, you kind of feel for the guy. But, hey, you know, there's no excuses. You know, when it's on the line, you know, we got to know that you can perform.
What can you tell our audience was one of the keys? See, not everybody's ever gone back-to-back.
Right.
There have been a lot of one-season wonders.
Right.
But when you go back-to-back to Super Bowls,
right.
You learn things. You are built differently. It gives you something that others just don't have.
Right.
Share with our audience, because that's what I speak from. I'm not talking down. I'm giving you facts. If you want to do this, now that you're being hunted, I just can't have you patting yourself on the back for last year.
No doubt.
Because now you're hunted. Explain them from your vantage point how important this year is to come out with razor blades on your hands.
Well, you said it. You know, there are no more surprises. Everybody know who you are, and they know how to prepare for you. Now, having gone back-to-back, the one thing that we knew we were really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one thing that you can't do is you can't take for granted.
Right.
You know, that you're going to do it. You obviously got to go out there and do it. You know, now our back-to-back season, the second year, we went 14-2.
Yeah.
So, really, truly, we
were
the
best team. That was a better team,
Right. We were the best team in the NFC at that point, and we knew it. We knew it. Unfortunately, we didn't finish the deal.
Right.
But to answer your question, you know, you got to always – because certain people, and we all know this, you know, good is the enemy to great.
Right.
It is. Because sometimes you feel like, hey, I'm good. That's good enough. No. You got to always chase your greatness.
Yeah.
You got to chase it until you can't chase it no more.
Right.
Otherwise, as a competitor, you're going to fall by the wayside at some point, because there's always somebody doing something in private that you should be doing that you're not doing, and it's going to show at some point.
Metal, I'm so glad he's saying it, not me, because it needs to be said. You know it as a magician. It's something that the Rolling Stones do.
Yeah.
Others don't do.
Not at all.
That's why they're where they are. When you get to a certain level, and you know the hours it takes to perfect things, repetition, if you don't love that. When people say it's a job, I look at them and go, they don't get it. It's a passion. It's a privilege.
Yeah.
It's so hard to be good.
Yeah.
I mean, to be great, it's almost impossible.
Yeah.
And I hear people talk in terms I realize what they don't know.
Right.
So that's why we're here to tell you. This is like being one of them light posts out in the ocean. Putting the light on to tell you right now. Don't want to see you get knocked off.
No.
And the best way to get knocked off is to be talking about last year.
Yeah.
That'll get your behind toe up from the flow up.
Yeah.
Tell you that right now. Right. VD, you are priceless, man. When are you going to be back in the market again so we can steal your mindset?
Man, all you got to do is pick up the phone and call me.
All right, my brother. Love you, man. Best to the family.
Man, appreciate it.
Hope you folks understand that. That's a champion. Yeah. That is a freak. This dude here, special teams, corner, safety, he can coach it up. That's the mindset. And I know whether or not you think I'm insane or not, if you think I am, then you're right, because I'm committed to winning. And I want to see us get back to where we've been. Not in fantasy land. I'm not talking about, and I ain't got nothing against fantasy. Play your behinds off. I'm talking about tackle football. And to do that, we have got to turn this thing up a notch. Stay with us. We'll open up the lines. Well, we'd like to do that, but we may not have time. Can we open them up? We're not going to be able to, are we?
We got time, yeah.
Oh, we got time. Okay.
We want to take one caller now real quick?
All right, yeah. We
got some guys have been sitting on hold for a minute. We'll take the rest when we get back from this break.
All right, who you want?
I think Bone's been on the longest. So.
Who's been on it? Bonesy? K-9. Just pure K-9. What's up, baby?
Hey, what's going on, Doc? Shout out to my man, Heavy Metal, man. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say, man, you know, we need to address the kicker position. We need to address the quarterback position, and we need to address the wide receiver position, because I haven't seen no whole lot of depth. I'm talking about backup players. We got to increase our backup players and get us some depth, you understand? And I guess by the third game of the season, we will be strictly out of preseason mode and in regular season mode. And that's all I wanted to say.
All right, brother, let me tell you this, though. You know I love you. We better be out of that against the Giants. Ain't no three games. If you seen the schedule, you mess around and come up short, you'll be decapitated by the midseason mark, because you are now the hunted. Everybody wants a piece of JD5 and company. We can't let that happen. We have got to get our minds adjusted. You're no longer in the outer limits. The pass is over. Ownership, coach, GM, they've all been flushed down the commode. It's a brand new day. But these young boys that are here right now better understand what that W means. That's why we say hail to the W. Back in a moment, and we'll continue. This is boots on the ground, Skeletos on the ground. We're going to keep it going. Stay with us.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Welcome back. 1120 in the nation's capital. DOC and Metal back together again. And this is an alert now, a canine alert. Our guy, John Paul, Flame, Junkies. This brother has a superpower. That is a writing skill. We all have our own little closet skill set. This brother's going public. Faith Restored is the name of the book. Now, for those, Big Tony, I know you can't read, but you can get your wife to read it to you. But I encourage you, this is how a new owner, fearless coach, phenomenal quarterback reconstructs the Washington Commanders. And that is faithrestoredbook.com. I want to see a tremendous presence from the canine community to get behind this because we're back. And he does it in a way that only JP can do it. And it's real. And he's got a lot of contributors with it. And it's a story for those of you that have been through this struggle for eons. It's like coming out of the Mojave Desert.
Did you see who wrote the foreword on it?
Yeah, Joe T.
Joe Theismann, yeah.
Well, I mean, any opportunity to speak, Joe T. go take advantage of it. That's my boy. And he's, and you know what it is? It's the, our fan base has gone through, has suffered. And this is really a step in the right direction. So, canines, I'll expect you, I will have a way. I do know him. I can ask him. I'll be taking a roll call for how many canines step to the plate. Let's make our presence known. Jonesy, welcome to Overtime.
Doc, how you feeling this morning?
Hey, brother, you know what? Hey, man, you know, when I'm vibing, all I need is a live microphone. I'll handle the rest.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Look, I'm looking at the game yesterday, and I'm looking at the supposed to be depth, and my God, it's very underwhelming. Starting with the quarterback to the last man on the field. Saw some Bryce Fox. But we got to go through some late-season shopping because we got the New York Giants in 2 weeks, and we cannot have play like that on the field in 2 weeks here. That cannot be tolerated. Star, no star, it doesn't matter.
I'm with
we
you.
We need a win by all means and any means possible. So we need – the play has got to pick up. We got the depth. Whoever steps on the field behind the top notches, they got to play just as well. The intensity needs to stay high to win that game there, because they're remembering the two losses they had from last season. So they're looking for revenge. We're looking for, hey, a W.
Yeah, you beat us at our best, I shake your hand. But I don't ever want to be questioned as to why we weren't intense. Nobody should be more fired up than we are. Nobody.
Yes.
And I understand it takes time. The Ravens are 20 years ahead with culture. And what these guys have done in coming here, and the Harris group, everybody, they resurrected the dead. So I understand it takes maybe more than a year and a half. But we have high standards. So we support them to death. But those that hopefully won't be here after Tuesday at 4:01, they better realize when you put that uniform on, there's a lot expected of you. And that was unacceptable.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. Got to go to Bowie. Appreciate you, K-9. Little. Oh, this is going to be good. Metal, make sure we're recording this, because this will probably make your podcast. All right, Little, what you got for us?
Legend. Shout out to Metal. Shout out to Southeast Bones. Bones, ask Mike tell about Pete Little moving forward. Now, let me say something about this game, big fella. I'm going to tell you now, Doc. They wasn't out there playing to get the bag, like you say.
Yeah.
Try to get that bag.
Get the bag. Yeah.
Had a lot of players out there, man, playing like they was trying not to get hurt, man.
There you go.
And it's kind of sad. Because
that
I'm
is pitiful. No, that, Little, that's pitiful. Because at least they get hurt, they keep getting paid.
Right. If that boy number 22 make the squad, man, I'm going to tell you now, I'm personally walking down on the field come opening game season. If that kid, he out there playing tag. I'm not talking about Tanzier Allen. I'm talking about that defensive number.
I know. Look, man, I was listening to the big guy yesterday. BTP.
I'm going to give this one kid a shout out.
We should never, ever have to evaluate your effort. Maybe your technique, yeah. We can say, took the wrong shoulder, should have did this, should have that. I'm not a coach, so that's up to the coaches to correct that. But that's I know what effort looks like. And if you're on the bubble and your pants aren't on fire,
yes, sir.
I'm thinking, what the heck is going on?
Man, look, that's what LeBron is saying. After a while, I tell you what, if that kid number 40 is the only kid I've seen in the whole preseason, should make the team.
Well, he was serious.
I'm talking about that kid, that linebacker.
It's serious.
Out of UCLA, Medrano.
Bruin. No, the other
guy. Man, he wouldn't even be, he'd be on the taxi squad, Medrano. Because all that old hyped up talk about his quickness and speed.
Oh, yeah. No. I ain't talking about nothing.
He's too light in the box.
Yeah, I'm not talking about nothing.
He's too light in the box for a linebacker.
There were some guys there that played like it was their last day. That's what I'm looking for.
Yes, sir. Yeah, but look, I'm going to say this, man. I'm going to get off the line, Don. Bless you.
Appreciate you, brother.
Man, moving forward, man. I'm gonna tell you now, they're gonna somebody got to tighten up some chin straps on that team, man. Because I'm gonna tell you now, if you sitting back thinking the Giants gonna come in here and they gonna keep hitting that C gap, you got something else coming.
We got some dogs for them, and they didn't play. They weren't even suited up. We're talking about now is depth.
Hey,
appreciate you, Little. Got to get to Springfield. Richard, thank you for being patient.
Doc, how you doing, Doc?
I'm doing better than ever.
I would like to thank you first for you and George Stark for still having me crying about Danny White almost 30 years later.
Well, I'll tell you what, that was Dexter and World Grant and Tony McGee and Dave Butts. Those brothers up front, man, that is without question, other than the Super Bowl, that is the finest moment, the greatest feeling ever. Was that RFK beating Dallas when all the chips are on the line. And it's not the first time. I still remember that when they stopped Walt Garrison, Charlie Taylor, Brig Owens, Jerry Smith, all them brothers, man, and that team with George Allen. I witnessed that and because Brig was from my area. And so I was pulling for them in 1972. And And so to see that Kenny Houston, that group, hey, man, Leroy Jefferson and company, let me tell you, McDowell, all them brothers, man, Pat Fisher. See, we're not faking this out. When we say burgundy and gold till my blood run cold, we didn't just wake up to this. It's running through our veins. So it's personal. That is personal. Richard, appreciate you, man. Yeah. Have a great day. I got to get to a break. Hang on there. Donna Hopkins is going to handle all the X's and O's. She'll give you all the locker room stuff and tell you what's going on. I'm telling you, from the vibe, I was not happy with the vibe. But that can be corrected. It's called flushing the toilet, 4 o'clock on Tuesday. Back in a moment.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
How lucky are we? Thanks to the Rood Guest Hotline. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, and they've been on fire today. Providing Vernon Dean, getting Mitch Tischler, and now Skeletos on the ground. Donna Hopkins, Pitbull. Girl, you in pure attack mode when you do your job because you love it. And I wonder how your temperament was game day, because I threw up in my mouth. And I was wondering, but I was further away from it, so I didn't overly react. What say you?
Hey, Doc, you know, you have to be that way because the real is getting ready to happen. And that last preseason game, you know, you wanted to walk away feeling confident in the second tier of this team beyond right. the starters. And I didn't walk away, too happy about what I saw overall from, you know, what I saw in that last preseason game. There was a few players that shone a little more. It was good to have Jordan McGee back on the field.
Yes.
Because he was nicked up, and he is instrumental to that linebacking crew. Coach Quinn talked about the importance of Jordan McGee and getting him back ready.
His availability, though. How about availability? Mitch coined the phrase that availability is the best ability, and I couldn't. That's a fun bunch. High five goes out to my dog, Mitchell. But I'm telling you, I at some point, I have to see you in the game.
Definitely. Definitely, you got to see bodies being able to put all the pieces together that when it comes down to getting on that field, when it really counts, you got to have those bodies there. So it was good to have him back out there getting his feet a little wet because they want to really use him in that linebacking crew. And hopefully after I talked to him yesterday, he was talking about, you know, being back on the field, putting the pieces together and all of those things. So I'm hoping that at this point that he's going to be able to be on the field. But you know what? I'm looking at some of the other areas, the wide receiver group that still has a big question mark going into the regular season. And I'm hoping that the Commanders can snag some people doing cut down. And you well know, Doc, that you're going to be able to build your team a little more with players that are cut by other teams that's going to be able to help your team because I think that the Commanders have depth in some areas, but they don't have depth in other areas that is of need to this team.
And that's nobody's fault. That's what happens when you go and you take over. We were like a swap meet. And don't ever discount the fact that what these people did as a staff, as a management team last year, was near, is as close to a miracle as you will ever see. So it's only natural that once the smoke settles, our roster is thin and it can't do anything but get better. And I agree with you wholeheartedly, and that's what surprised me, that the lack of effort by some that won't hopefully be here by Tuesday at 4 o'clock, because when I was listening to the big talk show host, and he's talking about effort. You should never question effort by people that are desperate.
It shouldn't even be a question. It shouldn't even be in your conversation
exactly
about effort, because you should be putting the effort forward every time that you're out there. And you should be able, after yesterday's game, when you know that you may be on the bubble, you should have been able to display a lot more of quality effort than what we saw at some of those key positions, because Kingsbury is frustrated about not being able to put his, you know, game plan together because you're still putting some of the pieces together. Coach Quinn, you could tell his frustration with some of the areas after, you know, what I like about Coach Quinn, he said, competition, competition. It doesn't matter about your name, because if you beat out the guy that's been here for 6 or 7 years, then guess what? You beat out that guy, and they're all about competition, not about who your name is any of those things. And that's what I like about this team. Now, what I am happy about, Doc, a little bit, I've been really focusing on the defensive line and the offensive line because, to me, that's where it starts.
Because you're smart.
On both sides.
No, you're smart.
Yeah, and I'm happy with what I'm seeing there because Coach Quinn talked about Chris Paul. This is a guy that we don't mention his name a lot. He lost weight. And they're talking about how much better you could see him this year, that he's a, you know, one of those backups, but you need those backups that when you put them on the field, they're going to be able to hit the ground running. And I do like about some of the efforts I see on the offense and the defensive line.
Him and Trent Scott.
Some of those players.
Don't forget Trent Scott.
I'm telling you,
they're pivotal because depth and that O-line is your life threat. It is like oxygen. I mean, Andrew Wiley, I was listening because I'm a regular listener. And people talking about Wiley and being disrespectful, I go, y'all need to really go get a media guy and realize where he was at before he came here.
Exactly.
He was one of the personal protectors for the MVP of the league, in Patrick Mahomes. How dare you? Do your homework. He's showing the versatility. He's playing right. He can play guard. He's playing left. He's an absolute canine. And the strength of this team relies on the personal protectors for JD5. And right now, I am happy as a pig in slop because I'm looking at these big fellas, and so far nobody's gone down. Nobody's gone down. Because to me, it's very simple. I know how some of y'all, the whole team is wide receivers to you. I get it. You listen to that big fella a lot. What I'm saying to you is that we will go as them big hogs go. They're fearsome five up front. As they go, we go. And I am tickled to death at the potential of what I've seen because I think we're going to have depth, and it's going to take nine of them to get this job done. And right now, I'm tickled to death.
Hey, Rich, you're almost making me click my heels together because you are speaking music to my ears because Brandon Coleman, who, you know, worked his way back to be ready for the season, was biting out the bit.
Ask the coach to play.
Begging the coach to play. But he said, you got to kind of like, you know, look at the players and say, hey, come on, guys. We know we're looking at the bigger picture on down the line. And that's what you want. People eager to go. But let me tell you what I saw also. Norm Brown, who's trying to get back on the field, I watched him doing warm-ups. He blew me away. Now, I watched Norm Brown last year and everything, but to sit there and watch him work with the quarterback, I mean, his breaks, coming out of his breaks, his cuts, his changing of directions, coming across the middle, catching the ball, he was out there doing all that. I said, yeah, they need to get you back on the field because he's something special to watch. And I was like, wow, I've never watched Norm Brown as closely as I did in his warm-ups because he's going to be able to help this team when he gets back on the field. I think he'll be ready game one. But, again, you know, the offensive line, we're talking about players getting ready to come back. Cosme, you know, he's right around the corner, hopefully, to come back. But that's going to add just more flavor to that offensive line to get all of these people back. Now, if they're playing this way with the guys that they got right now, and like you said, Rick, they can play multiple positions across the line. They can change up. It's made the running back room look better because those big runs that you saw in game number two of the preseason, that wasn't because so much of the running back. That was because of the offensive line and the holes that they were opening there. You could have got an army to run through some of those holes that game.
Yeah. You think Tony McGee, we put a football on his shoulder, he could have made through it?
Hey, he could even went back. He could have went through that with his black high-top shoes that he used to wear. He would be happy to know about, you know, looking at the lines across the board, the defensive line. I didn't even get over there. I still think that they're gelling a little bit with that defensive line, but what I did see that on the edges, they did good containment in that game where you had the starters, and I saw them stop the run a little bit better in the middle, and they had a good test with Cincinnati with the quarterback that they had, but I'm liking what I'm seeing, but as we always say, I'm not too giddy, but because it's the proof in the pudding that week number one against the Giants, because this is going to totally change, you know, as far as even cut down on Tuesday to get to that 53-man roster. That roster is going to change a little bit after that, because when they plug in some of those needed areas with players that's going to be cut by other teams,
yep,
they'll be able to feel their staff a little better as far as the direction. Because, look, Rick, they got to hit the ground running. They don't have time for any hiccups to start the season because it's going to be tough. But guess what? Number five has elevated his game even more. And that is another player to watch, you know, as far as what he's doing. And I just believe that it's going to be a big upside for Jaden just because of the work ethic and his, you know, ability to rise to the next level game after game after game.
Well, that's a beautiful thing. You music to my ears.
I love to hear that. I just love to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, it is like the thing about football. Football is only fun if you win. It's a pain in the behind. It's only fun if you win, because it's a pain in the butt to what you have to go through it. And you know, this guy Cahill, I'm not just saying this because he's from UCLA, but I want you to make me discover you, make me follow you based on your effort. He played like you were holding a family member hostage.
He sure did.
See, and this is what I'm looking for. If I got to wind you up, I'll fire you Tuesday by 4 o'clock. I ain't got time to wind up grown-ass men. If the money's not enough, see, everybody's got a button. You got to figure out what that button is. Some of it's food, some of it's jewelry, and on. I'm looking for somebody that wants a bag. And you can tell based on if I took them numbers off them, like Jeremy Reeves. You have to tell Reeves he can't play. You're not playing today. Because Jeremy Reeves, this is my dude, man. He'd come out and play for free just to have a chance to knock the filling out of your teeth. This is that Otis Wansley. He reminds me of Otis Wansley so much because just flat-out killer. He wants to inflict pain upon the opposition for pleasure. That's what I'm looking for. Freaks.
Hey, Rick, I'm telling you, to mention Jeremy Reeves' name, I'm glad that you shouted him out.
What?
Watching him in training camp and in preseason this year, you saw a different Jeremy Reeves.
Yeah.
Because this is a guy that everybody just thinks of as special teams. But the
football player
have really worked him in
K-9.
To that defense is scheme even more. And to me, Jeremy Reeves, I talked about Jaden went to the next level. Jeremy Reeves that pushed the button to the next level to say, hey, over here.
Right.
Don't forget me over here.
That's
not
right.
Just special teams, but remember me over here. And he's made play after play, too. So that's a guy that you better watch also.
Jalen Lane, I'm telling you right now, real deal. Real deal.
Real deal.
See, this is what
real
I'm saying.
Deal.
I love me some 17. But you cannot fall in love with nobody in this sport because they could be gone tomorrow. And I'm not talking about in a negotiation. I don't give a damn about negotiation. You could have an injury.
Play.
You could break a toe. I have to be able to win with or without you. And so I said it earlier last week, last time I had a live microphone. If I'm a wide receiver, I'm glad Terry's out. Now, I'm looking for a guy that don't want him to come back so you can take his spot. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for gangsters. I'm not looking for some candy ass to sit around like a fan. No, I ain't no fan. Stay out. That's what I'd be saying so I can take your spot. This is what this kid from Tech is doing. Hey, man, it's the opportunity of a lifetime. Go snatch it. Go take it. And that's what I see.
Jane Lane didn't only snatch it, grab it, and whatever. He walked over it. Basically, what he has done on special teams and in the wide receiver room,
right.
This guy, Coach Quinn, played, you know, as far as slot, and then he sent him down the field. So he was testing him out
football
at all
player.
Level. And guess what? He passed the test with an A-plus sometimes, too. So he basically took it and ran because you want to get the attention of the coaches that nobody forgets your name in anything. Matter of fact, you're at the top of the leaderboard
right.
When they're talking about playmakers and everything. So Jaden Lane, what he did was what some of the second-tier players did. Seize the opportunity because the thing about you should be better in your second year and grasping the hole. But
right.
Look, in his first year already, not even his first year full in getting in there, he's already elevated his game to look like a veteran in some situations and everything. There's a lot to learn in the real deal, but guess what? He's making known that you better remember number 83 because guess what? You'll be calling my name a lot.
Exactly. Him and Rodriguez. See, Rodriguez, junkyard dog. See, they treated him like manure last year. I was thinking, what? They was gone. He's in and out. He ain't say a word. He just keep grinding, keep chopping wood. These are the kind of people you win with. I don't need a show pony. I'm looking for an absolute pit bull, and Rodriguez is that guy. Donna, I know that buzzer just went off in the back. I can't afford to pay you any more than this. Appreciate you, though. Number love. I heard that buzzer.
Good.
No, she got a metal. She got a buzzer. So when that buzzer go off, anything over that, you got to pay for it. And I'm broke. None but love for you, Donna. Yeah. Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Have fun, guys.
Nobody covers it better. Donna Hopkins on the beat, man. Pro Football Plus for my man, Anthony McGee. He is simply one of the best. And my boy, let's think about teammates, man, because we wasn't just teammates. Stealing checks, you making history because you winning championships. And that gives you the right to evaluate and to tell you the truth. Not from somebody that's watching it on YouTube, but somebody been there and done that. We take a quick break, we come back, and we just keep playing the hits because that's what we do. But to do, you know what? I'm going to go against heavy metal on this one. I'm going to throw my weight around a little bit. 1-800-636-1067. Tell me what you like. Seemed like we've been really negative, but we just telling the truth. What did you like? Was there anything that you were in love with that you saw against the Crows? We'll be back. Tick-tock, tick-tock. Getting up on a break. Let's get to Steve in Silver Springs real quick before we get to our next guest. Steve, what's up?
Doc, pleasure to talk to you, man. You're my man. Appreciate you.
Pleasure to have you with us, man.
Thank you. Real quick, Doc. I'm seeing a team that last preseason played with a lot more energy. I'm seeing we open up against the Giants, right, Doc, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
I'm seeing the Giants preseason football play like with a sense of urgency like we played last year.
Yep.
To me.
Well, yeah, your eyes are not lying to you based on the first game, New England, we were eaten alive. We came back and thumped the Bengals. Now, we're not talking about production. We're talking about intensity.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the technique, nothing. All I'm talking about, what disappointed me was coming off the Bengals where we were like caged animals. And then I expected that level of intensity against the Ravens, because we ought to love playing the Ravens. I have nothing but respect for them. I love the way they approach football. Losing that practice session with them was critical, because the way they play, it would have been a wake-up call for us, but we didn't get it. So I was disappointed, not on technique, just what you saw. There was a lack of electricity.
That's all I'm saying. A lack of electricity. B. Mitch talked about that when he did the game against New England. How there was absolutely – B. Mitch talked about that.
Yeah, I know. He was right, because he's been there. See, B. Mitch is telling you something that his body reflects, because he can feel it. Because, if you have never been there, everything's a new discovery for you. That's the benefit of experience, but there's two types of experience.
Right.
There's championship experience, and then there's loser experience. No, I'm just telling you the facts.
Right.
And you've been caught on the Mojave Desert here with this jackass program that was going on. Mm-hmm. And now we got a whole new outlook, because you got people that know what they're doing. But obviously the kids, all of them haven't bought in. That's the disappointing thing. We know what he said, any place, any time, okay, but not everybody's bought in.
Everybody hasn't bought in, Doc.
There's no way your backup's supposed to be flat.
That's all I'm saying, Doc. We can holler about preseason all we want to.
Yeah,
What I'm seeing from the Giants, the two games I watched them, I'm seeing this kid come out, and they play with a sense of urgency like they're not trying to get their coach fired.
It will.
They're coming out throwing haymakers, Doc.
Yeah, and that's a fact. And that's what we have not to. And I'm not saying our starter. Our people are on point. But these backups, these people that were fighting for jobs, that was unacceptable. Yeah. We're on the same page.
Yeah.
Steve, appreciate you, man. Up against the break,
Doc,
and we will propel into that 12, because something about that 12 o'clock hour is something that kind of makes you go, you got it, Brother Holder. Stay with us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.